This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Branch.
Question we've been asking throughout the show is, how do you approach content on streaming services and why? Do you choose what to play? Do you put it on shuffle? You don't use them or something else? Let us know. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram is at BFM Radio. We're going to have a quick update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arvind.
Yeah, so it is up by 0.50% at 1,602 points. Active stocks are K-Star Sports, Dagang Next Change, and VSolar Group. The ringgit is at 4.03 against the US dollar, 3.12 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.04 against the Sing dollar.
All right, shall we move on to story number two, unless we have some updates? What have we got?
Just the numbers that 73.5% choose what to play, 9.8% put it on shuffle, and 16.7% I don't use them.
We've got 73% who say on Instagram that they choose what to play, and 27% who said that they shuffle. And we've got E-7 says that she chooses what to play. Daniel Kong 25 says, based on my past favorites, I sometimes let the algorithm recommend.
All right. Okie dokie. Let's move on to story number two about the revival of the limited series.
Yeah. So you know how the whole first story is about, you know, how you choose your content. Well, there may be a very specific format of content to choose from in the future, because the demand for movies, both watching and producing them, has decreased severely in the Hollywood sphere to make way for a more budget-friendly and infinitely more bingeable format, the limited series. Because the COVID-19 pandemic has created a sort of paradox in Hollywood, right? Audiences stuck at home have been streaming more content than ever, but few projects are going into production due to stringent and costly safety protocols. So a possible solution to sufficiently feed the need for new programming while keeping production short and relatively budget-friendly is the limited series format. And it could solve even more problems than that, right? It was once thought as sort of the relic of yesteryear, this limited series, but it's rapidly shifted back into focus. Now, the definition of this format is a series with at least two episodes, with a total running time of at least 150 program minutes that tells a non-recurring story. Examples of these would be The Queen's Gambit, Watchmen, or Chernobyl. Now, the idea of telling a fully contained story in roughly 10 or less episodes might be an attractive option for networks and studios looking to avoid extensive shoots amidst high COVID-19 compliance costs. Insurance alone can increase budgets by 10% or more, not to mention the Netflix era imperative to rapidly generate bingeable hours. According to Paula Landry, a producer and film business and media marketing consultant, she says that the debate will essentially be, do we make this movie or do we make a television show? Because they can make a lot of programming for the same amount of money, and what the streamers really want are hours, right? I mean, looking at a couple of stats here, last year Netflix had 45% fewer movies than it did in 2010, but nearly 300% more TV shows. This is according to data compiled by streaming guide Real Good. Obviously, that figure may shift slightly with Netflix's ambitious strategy to release a movie every week in 2021, but the fact remains that streaming services need audiences to watch more content for longer stretches of time. Add to that the persistent uncertainty of when theaters will be open again at full capacity, and potentially studios may increasingly reallocate financing for a mid-budget film, say to a limited series, for a series for a streamer, sorry. As studios become more reliant on streaming platforms, whether they have their own or they're licensing their content to somebody else, there is a need to fill the hours, and it makes more sense financially to put that kind of time and effort into the quantity of hours that you get from an episodic format, right? Also, streaming services have already pared down the average number of episodes to which networks were once beholden, right? Between 20 to 22 in order to fill a 9-month season. And shorter arcs and smaller budgets are also good news for relative newcomers. Networks or studios are now willing to take a bigger artistic risk given the limited financial downside of a self-contained story. So ultimately, the constraints on production due to the pandemic could and should be the ideal time to explore this limited series format further. Amid a peak TV era of increasingly bloated multi-season arcs, there's something to be said for the less is more school of storytelling.
So this is exactly why Disney Plus didn't go with the binge mode version of things. So with big shows like Mandalorian, WandaVision and stuff, they release like one episode every week just to curb this problem. And it's weird how ahead of their time, not ahead of their time, they were going back to like old school format, but ahead of their time for streaming services they were, because they started operating before the pandemic.
Yeah.
But now it just works in their favor, because you release like two episodes of WandaVision. By the time the third is going to come out, people have caught on to that buzz. Mm. Then you get more people tuning in for the third episode. And then by like the fourth, fifth, sixth, you have like so many people watching that series that it becomes a success, as opposed to like dropping something over the weekend for Netflix. Mm. No one watches it. It gets buried by new releases on Monday and Tuesday, and then that shows a failure.
But right. Clearly Netflix is picking up on that and how successful it is, because this is where I reveal my watching habits. For K-dramas on Netflix at the moment, a lot of them do have weekly releases. I think this is because TVN in Korea does it weekly as well. You know, but instead of, for example, waiting for TVN to release the entire series and then releasing that as a binge mode kind of on Netflix, Netflix is following this weekly release schedule.
Right.
Of, I think it is two episodes a week. So there's one on Saturday, one on Sunday, that sort of thing.
My only issue with this sometimes is there was a TV series, a limited TV series I was watching, Gillian Anderson, The Fall, originally released in 2013, I think it was. And the problem with it is the licensing of some of these TV shows, or limited shows. So I got season one and two, and I'm like, this is great. When season three coming in, the more Googling I do, season three will not be released on Netflix because the rights have been sold to a different broadcasting company over in the US. And it's like, but you've left me in the lurch, you know? Mm-hmm. So I start watching the show with the intention of seeing it wrap up. And now I'm left like thinking, how do I get to see season three? Mm-hmm. And I then have to go and find a different streaming service.
I guess, which is why they're opting for the limited series thing. Yeah. So you watch like Queen's Gambit is a limited series, I think. Yeah. So you've done the whole show. So it's like a movie, but it's not. And you're not waiting for like season two, three, like all the licensing stuff isn't an issue anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. And also that they're creating these limited series on their platform as Netflix originals. So there's no fear of, you know, missing a season suddenly.
Yeah. It was so annoying. I'm like, give me the end to the story.
Because now you can't watch it.
Now I can't watch it.
If it was up to you guys, would you binge an entire show, or do you want to see the weekly drop? Because I love waiting. I love the weekly drop of shows.
No. I have to watch it.
It depends for me on the show, right? Because for something that I know is limited, like, for example, The Queen's Gambit, it was very, you know, I was very riveted, but I wanted to kind of keep, you know, some tension and suspense because I knew that there was only 8 episodes.
Yep.
And I wanted to kind of lengthen the time that I had watching this show because it was so good. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I personally, you know, didn't mind taking a break in between. Also, shows that are a bit more complicated to understand, like The Umbrella Academy, for example, also another Netflix original, starting to realize Jovi was right about that whole pushing the Netflix original thing.
And they own content.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, something like that also, I'll take some time. I won't binge necessarily all of it because I need to, you know, adjust and process. Mm. But I also watch a fair amount of anime, and I will just let that go in for, you know, hours and hours on end until Netflix shames me into prompting me, you know, asking me if I'm still watching. That I will binge entirely.
I'm a terrible binger, you know, absolutely terrible. And I've noticed that over the MCO in particular, and, you know, as this article has said, me watching movies has really, really dropped off because I feel as though the content that we get on the Malaysian version of Netflix in terms of movies is just not good enough, you know?
Yeah.
There's not enough choice. And when, like Jovi has mentioned, a lot of the Netflix promoted stuff, movies, are just not that good.
Because they're Netflix exclusive.
Because they're Netflix. It's either Adam Sandler or Will Smith.
I have to admit that most of the Netflix original movies that I've seen, I've kind of hate watched instead of actually watched because I want to watch them. It's more, what's all the fuss about this movie?
Right.
I'm going to go see what they're up to and why it's so bad.
And a part of me is hoping that, you know, you find that one gem amongst these Netflix originals, and you can actually go out and tell people, have you seen that Netflix movie? It's actually good.
Their movie equivalent of Stranger Things.
Yeah. Ooh. That would be nice.
It would be nice.
On that note, let's take a break. How do you approach content on streaming services, and why? Do you choose what to play? Do you put it on shuffle? You don't use them at all, or something else? Let us know. 018-789-8899. We do have a poll on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. Music from Manfred Mann with Do Wah Diddy Diddy. We'll come back. Final story of the show on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.